The house you see at the top of the hill is the remaining physical sign of the Rosefield Plantation owned during the American Revolution by William Gray. Family tradition once held that the oldest part of the house was built by William's father John Gray prior to the war. However, according to the form nominating it for the National Register of Historic Places, architectural and legal evidence show it was built by his grandson Stephen starting in 1786, on land still owned by William. In addition to running the 1,000-acre plantation's farms, the form says, William Gray was a merchant and owned a shipyard. He was first elected to the Provincial Assembly in 1760 and later supported the Revolution. He served in the 3rd Provincial Congress in Hillsborough that set up Patriot Defense Forces and the 5th Congress in Halifax that designed the new state government. The town of Windsor is built on a 100-acre lot of the plantation sold by William in 1768. It's unclear where John Gray's original home was on this plantation, but his daughter Barbara, William's sister, and her husband Jacob Blunt were living with John when their first child, William Blunt, made his appearance there in 1749. John died the following year, leaving the plantation to William Gray. Unrecorded is how many enslaved people came with it, though a few are listed in the will, such as Moll, Ned, and a girl named Frank. William Blunt was 6 when his family moved to their new home, Blunt Hall, south of today's Greenville. Jacob eventually owned 6,000 acres and numerous business interests. William thus grew up in wealth, attending school in New Bern in addition to learning from his family's private tutor. He then joined his father's merchant business along with his brothers. Like his father and most landowners in the eastern part of the colony, Blunt opposed the Regulators in the late 1760s. Easterners were favored over Westerners in tax policies and legislative representation, which the Regulators protested and then literally fought. Blunt was in the Royal Governor's Army that defeated the Regulators at the Battle of Alamance near modern Burlington. When the American Revolution broke out, Blunt was named paymaster for the 3rd North Carolina Regiment of the Continental Army, as well as for all North Carolina militia, or part-time soldiers. Though not a combat officer, Blunt went with the regiment as it joined General George Washington's army and fought in several key battles, including at Germantown, Pennsylvania. He and his brother John Gray Blunt also commissioned 4 privateers, though no records indicate for sure that these legal pirates captured any British ships. After the NC regiments were reorganized due to casualties, Blunt became chief paymaster for the state troops. He spent 3 years in a key role keeping state regiments supplied with men and equipment, though he was accused of personally buying and then reselling some materials to the state at inflated prices. Blunt also was elected to the early General Assembly and served for 6 years, including as Speaker of the House. When state forces had to be rebuilt again after the fall of Charleston in 1780, Blunt joined up, only to be part of the crushing American defeat at the Battle of Camden, South Carolina. Blunt apparently escaped injury, but left the Army after that experience. Windsor was a chaotic scene in late April 1781. Rumors arrived that a British force from Portsmouth, Virginia, near Norfolk, were marching to burn Edenton to the east. The town offered to take in refugees, and many Edenton residents came here by boat. An historian wrote in 1857, "The village of Windsor was crowded with fugitives, and its few houses literally swarmed with women and children. Valuable furniture was thrust into barns or slightly sheltered by open sheds. Smokehouses were converted into kitchens, and ladies, educated in luxurious habits, were fain, willing, to prepare their slender meals with their own hands." If that last part was true, it raises the question of whether their enslaved cooks were left behind. Post-war, Blunt formed a highly successful merchant business with his brothers Thomas and John Gray Blunt, based in Washington, N.C. William was also a state delegate to the U.S. Constitutional Convention and signed that document. As president, George Washington named him governor of the territory of the United States south of the River Ohio, today's Kentucky and Tennessee, and superintendent of Indian affairs in the South. In the latter role, he was lead negotiator for the treaty by which the Cherokees gave up claim to much of their original homeland, already flooded with European Americans. Their sense of the fairness of that treaty, as well as Blunt's reputation for land greed, may be seen in the Cherokee's nickname for him, Dirt Captain. His Tennessee company unsuccessfully laid claim to 300,000 acres, a guessed at number, and he directed company agents to file individual claims under any names, fictitious one will do. Blunt was in Tennessee's state constitutional convention and became one of its first two senators. However, his greatest fame came from violating the U.S. Constitution he helped create. Blunt gave his name to a pre-existing conspiracy he took over, intended to help the British defeat the French and Spanish during their war over Florida and New Orleans in 1797. Because this interfered with the federal government's authority over foreign relations, he was expelled from the U.S. Senate. He is buried in Knoxville.